Yo!
Oh my.
We in the spot! We got over 500 videos doing drugs! Load up the blizzons! Fill up the needles with the heroin drugs! Because if you want to be cool, you gotta link up with Mega 64. If you want to be cool, if you want to be cool, you link up with Mega 64. If you want to be fucking whack, turn this shit off right now. Rooster Teeth, they're with us, okay? And that's all I'm gonna say about them. Ah! Hit it.
Theme song. Welcome back.
There we go.
And just to reiterate, if you're cool, or if you want to be cool, if you're not cool now, but you want to become cool, link up with Mega 64.
We've had so many dork-ass fans, and all of a sudden they've emerged as cool person after hanging out with us or seeing our shit.
You know what? I was joking. He's telling the truth.
Yeah.
We've had so many dork-ass fans
who
linked up with us and became so cool.
Fucking badass.
Spiritually.
Yes.
Emotionally.
Yes.
Some of them physically.
Yes.
Others sexually, mentally.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing good. Link
financially.
Link up with Mega 64 financially if you want to become swell. Link up with Mega 64.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
That's where do we go from here?
That's it. Stocks Thank you for
up.
Watching. Good night.
Stocks are up.
No, I have some things I want to say, actually. I wanted to open with just kind of a few words that I wanted to share personally. So if I could get just about a minute to do so.
Start the clock!
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Do your thing.
All right, here we go. I give up. I give up. Last week, our podcast was a piece of shit. There was...
What?
It was a disservice. It was a tragedy. It was a letdown.
What does that mean?
There was a lot of negativity. There was a lot of... What you saw in front of you was three bitter, angered, cynical, gristled old men.
Oh, I don't know about this. I don't know what happened.
Sharing opinions that were of a poor taste and a poor nature and a negative spirit. And personally, I think it was disgusting. It should have been deleted. Oh. In fact, I asked Sean many times, erase this. And he wouldn't do it.
I thought he was...
What do you guys...
So
is this about the movies and the?
It's about
and the,
we
and the
hurt,
stuff we discussed.
We hurt
Jim Carrey.
All the all the Deadpool heads out there are pissed off
the
at us.
The Deadheads is what they call them.
I don't, you know, I don't care. You know, we look bad. What else is new? They feel bad. What else is new? But the bottom line is, we divided our audience. We lost subscribers.
Oh my
God. We divided our audience. And as anybody knows,
we did lose subscribers.
As anybody knows.
Over a thousand.
Divided, we fall. United,
united
we stand.
Stand up.
I've heard that.
And so I think we need to do something to unite.
That's what Bush said.
Exactly. We need to do something to unite our audience again and get everybody back together. Get that community spirit.
Okay.
And put it back together.
All right.
And so I was thinking, I was trying to think of something really positive to do.
I would love that. Are you capable of being positive? I don't know.
Well, that's what I realized. No.
Oh.
But then I thought... We need a common enemy that we could all agree on.
Okay.
And that, in turn, will unite us all together.
Yeah,
it's like the end of Watchmen, the mutant octopus.
Well, the movie or the
which
comic?
One are you
the
about?
Mutant octopus.
That's the comic.
What about the digital comic?
That's
on
in
DVD.
The comic.
See it.
That's, yeah, most people didn't read the
listen,
comic.
Listen, listen.
Most people saw the movie.
Fuck this whole
the
bit.
The movie ends differently.
This is serious. We got to get to it. Will I am, idiot he is.
Oh, what the fuck?
God damn it. I'm so proud of finding this stuff.
The horn is the best
part. Oh, yeah.
What the fuck did he do now?
Will I am thinks we're idiots.
What?
Makes
what?
Another smartwatch. That is the latest headline.
First off, it's not a watch.
Hold on. Wait, it's not a watch.
Wait.
One.
The headline says he thinks we're idiots.
Gizmodo has posted a news story that flat out calls Will I am out for just thinking his audience are a bunch of idiots.
Well, we didn't get that his first watch wasn't a watch.
So what is...
Because we're so fucking stupid.
Hold on. Hold on. Let's not jump to conclusions.
Okay.
What is the new smartwatch?
Okay.
Smart device, you fuck.
Well, let me just tell you. What's it all about? You're going to be sold after this paragraph.
Can I say real quick, I tried to get the original Puss watch.
Yeah.
I emailed Will.i.am. I tried to sign up because he had like a special VIP sign-up thing.
Okay.
You had to fill out your name and all your information and why you thought you deserved it.
Why you deserve Puss.
Why you deserve Puss.
Right.
And I told him, I am on a very influential podcast.
Very.
We talk about tech stuff. We talk about all kinds of pop culture.
Goodies.
Let me show off the watch. It's going to reach an audience. I never heard back from him. I never heard back. And I honestly said, I think your watch sucks.
Okay.
But if it's cool, I will come
around.
I'll change my tune. Let me see it. And if it's a legit product, I will endorse it. And I never heard anything.
Wow.
So it must have been garbage.
So, first of all, I need to know, is there a name?
So, the new, he is making a new, well, first of all, you'll see photos on Tuesday. It looks almost the fucking same.
It's the same watch.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Same watch.
What's our watch one?
This is the Vag, is what we'll call this one.
It's actually called...
No, this one's called the Piss.
It's called the Dial.
Oh.
It's called the Dial, but wait for this.
Okay.
It's Dial is, according to the article, just as atrocious as its predecessor. demo videos and product shots show Will I am... he's doing some voice commands.
Cool.
He's trying to get it to... But the demo, we don't have the video here right now, but the demo video, you and I saw has him just asking it questions like, how old am I? Farty.
Can you listen to Kanye West?
Farty.
Simple questions, yeah.
Yeah.
So the centerpiece to the Dial is a voice assistant named Anita.
Anita.
Yeah.
Now, this is Mr. I Am's explanation.
I need an iWatch.
I need a hand job.
I need a Dial.
The name Anita is like Anita, but modified to Anita because you use it when you need something.
That's
get it?
That's what we just did. Yeah, you got
all,
it.
All three of us got it.
So, anyway, it has no apps.
Hell yeah.
No apps.
Now, does it have... My favorite thing about the Puss was the colored... mood crystals.
Because
if I got a call from my mom and it was blue crystal, I'm thinking, Mom, I'm not answering the phone. She's blue. I don't want to talk to her right now. She's
don't like
angry.
Well, that's an app.
Don't go with the mom puss.
What you just described is an app.
Okay.
And Will I Am says apps are over anyway.
That's a good point.
Here's a quote from Mr. I Am himself.
Yeah.
I
Am himself. That's funny.
This is him. This is what he said. The last paradigm was the apps thing. You use a mouse on a computer. And apps are for smartphones where the interface is touch. And this next paradigm, the interface is voice.
Apps are over. Impersonation.
I should have, if I was doing a better impersonation, I should have said, right? After every sentence.
Right. Yeah.
And the next paradigm.
Can
you
read that in a normal voice just so I can get it again?
So we can understand it.
The last paradigm was the apps thing. You use a mouse on a computer, and apps are for smartphones where the interface is touch.
Right.
And for this next paradigm, the interface is voice.
Right. So,
voice activated.
So we're done with apps.
Dial.
Everybody at home, delete your apps. Podcast, email
What's
podcast.
What's funny is computers had mouses, and then computers had apps, and then Apple created voice commands. Now I guess Will I Am's taking credit for that?
Well, yeah.
And also, I use the mouse still.
Well, you're an idiot.
You're in the last two paradigms.
Everybody watching this, email podcast at mega64.com. Film a clip of yourself throwing your mouse away or deleting all the apps off your phone. And we'll feature it on the next show.
I just got rid of all mine.
We might feature it.
I put all my apps in one folder and deleted them all.
Well, I wish Will I Am good luck with the Puss 2, the dial. Yeah. And I hope that this one is available for people to wear.
That guy just keeps going, huh?
I think the problem with the Puss, with his original smartwatch, was that when you wanted one, he wouldn't give it to you.
Yeah.
Even if you wanted to pay for it, it was not available.
Yeah,
hopefully he fixes that with this iteration, and he'll finally have a hit on his hands.
I just can't imagine that working.
What?
The voice thing at all times. Like, series of things that I could use, but when I'm around people, I don't use it, because that's... Rude,
yeah.
That's a rude thing to do, but okay.
Oh, I don't trust anyone when I'm using voice.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Because text mom I'm horny is all I say to people's phones.
Me too. So.
Mom.
Nice. Anyways, good luck, Will.
Well, hopefully that's good.
That device,
I mean...
Someone out there has... There's some rich collector out there that gets all the devices.
Oh, no. Wait.
Can I just say real quick, Will I Am's fucking dumb. There.
All right.
You can say that. What?
Well, hold on. That's a hot take right there.
Stop. Cut. Hey, this is breaking. I'm really sorry to do this. Joker update.
What the fuck? No! Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to talk to you about is Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
You're in
the Joker. He did some bad things, Jared Leto did. He gave some really horrific gifts.
He
would come into the rehearsal room, and the henchman came in with a dead pig.
The Joker's henchman.
Plopped it on the table.
And then what?
And he walked out.
Oh.
And that was our introduction into Jared Leto.
Look at him.
Now, I'm terrified just as a person thinking, is he crazy?
Is he crazy?
She's
Who
acting.
Knows?
Is he crazy?
She's supposed to be giving an interview.
Is he crazy?
As an actress.
You know what scares me?
Acting.
You know what scares me about all this heinous Leto psychopath rampage bullshit? This is only the stuff that they can report.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, what did he do that he did?
Imagine all the fucked up shit that if it got out that the Joker was doing this would get Department of Homeland Security involved. Would scare away all the audience.
They would need special victims unit.
They keep talking about the dead pigs and shit.
Is
there sexual stuff they're not saying?
Did the Joker kill a man on set with a bullet to the brain and we're not hearing about it?
I mean, a guy walked onto a set and dropped a pig and walked out.
He had henchmen.
That's what they can
say. That's Eyes Wide Shut shit right there.
Yeah, that's why I think there's probably some sexual stuff.
Yeah, I bet you Jared Leto was probably the man in the mask saying, remove your clothes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
He probably told the whole set to remove their clothes.
He's a bad man.
We won't even ever hear about it for 20 years.
He's a bad
man. Let's step behind the glass for a second and just think about this. Do you think when he hired this henchman that he...
What do you mean hired? The Joker intimidates people.
Okay. I believe that this guy came to some guy in LA, came to something. Jared Leto was there as the Joker and didn't break character and had him do this. I think that's what happened.
What do you mean break character?
Why would you even speculate?
It's not a joke.
Okay.
The Joker's real.
Okay.
We've established this.
All right.
Everyone in Hollywood knows that Jared Leto is the fucking Joker.
Turned into him.
Okay, right. let's stop turning off our brains.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jared Leto is committing crimes in the name of the Joker.
It's a bad man.
He's killing animals in the name of the Joker. He is. It's a fucking documentary.
It's real.
Okay?
By the way, meat is murder. Hello.
Hello.
So
he's murdering.
Might as well be a human.
Hello, Yoo-hoo.
Suicide Squad is a fucking documentary.
Can we interview the henchman, though?
It's a fucking documentary about a bunch of actors who thought they were making a movie. Well, really, they were signing up to hang out with the Joker.
You get sucked in. Mm-hmm. You're too deep.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking scary. Mm-hmm. It's Eyes Wide Shit Shut.
That's right.
It's Absolutely. Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh.
Shit.
Oh, okay. That works, too.
Stanley Kubrick tried to warn us about Jared Leto. If you go back and watch all his movies, There is a Jared Leto theme distinctly throughout all of them. Watch it.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to kind of pivot from that a little bit.
It's my theory. Hey, maybe. Good luck.
There was some, you know, as I did say, there was a lot of negative energy last week. But I do want to say something positive.
I disagree, but go ahead.
Legitimately positive.
Yeah.
So there's a new trailer for Batman versus Superman. Dawn of
Justice.
Dawn of Heroes.
Dawn of Justice.
Okay, yeah. So anyway, there's a new trailer, whatever. And that, at this point, the Suicide Squad looks better than that shit.
Yes.
I think I, a lot Woman. Of people would agree. What?
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman! but anyway, the latest trailer has one part of it that is just Batman.
Yes.
I know I've said things in the past.
You have.
I know I've done jokes, gags, whatever.
Affleck, yeah, I know where you're going with this one.
I think Affleck. He looks great as Batman.
Oh, my God.
And the
one
part that he's just Batman looks good to me.
Shut up.
I think they should just make a Batman movie and not work so hard on the rest of it.
Oh my God.
They've already made a lot of Batman movies.
No, they have. I know, but if they've already, I'm just saying, if they've already, I don't need another one, but if they're going to spend all this money, what I would do is just cut the other parts out and just release like a 20-minute Batman
movie.
Well,
at that point,
No.
We have to keep in mind this is the sequel to the Superman movie we got
a
few years ago.
I know, but that's the great irony here. Is
nobody
the,
gives a shit about Superman.
I know. The Batman parts don't look that bad compared to the other parts. And yeah, it is intended as a follow-up to the Superman movie, and it really is like, oh man, that did not work out.
I thought you were going to go and mention the fact that clearly Warner Brothers has seen our new Batman.
This too.
Video,
yes. Yeah.
And was an, that's true. And they've stolen the mantle of new Batman, frankly.
I mean, look at the fucking coat that he wears in that trailer.
There are pictures of of him walking in this trench coat. It's our Batman character. It's the new Batman. If you've ever seen our video, the new Batman, it is that character. I don't care what anybody says. It's that. They looked.
They peeked at our YouTube channel.
They peeked.
And they tried not to tell anybody.
There are two things I'm certain of.
We know.
That they peeked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that Paul McCartney played Tim Bryce's secretary because of us. Those are two things I know for certain.
Paul McCartney.
Isn't there another thing, too?
Paul McCartney is a confirmed internet soldier.
Yes.
Shouts out to you, Paul. I know you're watching right now. Hey, actually, I want to recommend Paul McCartney's new album, Men.
Yeah, check out Men.
What? He named it.
The cover says Men.
He went on a Howard Stern show.
Yeah.
The logo for his album, the album's called New, and the logo
is lines.
Is like lines,
yeah.
And Howard interpreted it as Men. So your album, Men. No. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I must have been confused as well. I thought it was Men.
Oh,
it's New.
Shit, New.
All right. Whatever. Paul's great. Check him out.
But now the album's old, so it doesn't matter anyway.
Oh, shit.
But anyway, so that's all I wanted to say about that. That was it.
Cool. Well, it's a fairly exciting week. For the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
what's been going on in the world?
Just in our department, I was going to say, we've been doing a lot of stuff around here to prepare for other projects.
Right.
So I wanted to tell everybody, like, our plan was to put out a behind-the-scenes video by today, and, you know, we got other videos in the pipeline, but our studio and things like that are pretty torn up right now.
Yeah.
So it did not work out.
We're doing some remodeling right now, so you'll have to pardon us.
Yes. So a couple things were delayed, whatever, but it's for the good of the future. So anyway, that's in our world. What's going on outside of our bubble?
Outside of Mega 64.
Probably nothing.
Fuck. I don't think I'm so focused on our world, honestly.
All right, let's give Sean the moment to talk about what he's been focusing on in our world lately.
Thank you. Okay. Every now and then things happen in the universe and this aligns perfectly. And you happen to be somewhere at the right place, right time. That happened to me today on my way to work. I took a different way. Way I've never gone before, just to do it. And all of a sudden I'm stopped because there's a race going on. And I'm like, oh, fuck, a 5K or whatever the hell this is. I mean, it's in Santee, so it's, what is it? Santee 5K? I don't know.
Hmm.
And then I look around and I see all these banners for USA Olympics all over the place. I'm like, what the fuck? What kind of 5K is this? And I pull over and I realize it's not a 5K. It is a Olympic team trials race And the winner of this race is going to the Olympics and is becoming an Olympian right there. In Santee, of all places. I stop.
Whoa.
I stop. I look around. The guy on the little studio microphone goes, so-and-so only has one more lap before he's the winner. Fucking perfect. I run over to the finish line. He's there. He becomes an Olympian right in front of my eyes. People are clapping. He's crying. His family is crying. It was fucking awesome. I happen to see someone become an Olympian in front of my eyes today in Santee, of all places.
And you don't even remember his name.
It was none. N-U-N-N.
Wait, you said you were in your car and you got stopped?
It was a light and everyone was being forced one way, but I wanted to go straight, so I was stopped. I couldn't, like, people were not knowing where to go. And I just ended up going straight because I wanted to see, because I saw the Olympic rings, I wanted to see what that was about.
Oh.
So anyways.
Wow.
Fucking awesome. It was so cool. So shouts out none. You did it.
None greater. Wow.
There's none greater than
second
you.
Second to none.
Second
well,
to
we'll
none.
See. None mercy.
Absolutely. We'll see when he goes to, so wear my Olympic jacket is today in spirit of watching someone become an Olympian.
Is he from, I mean, no locations, but is he from Santee?
I don't think so, no. You know, there are people in that race who are from, like, that's South Carolina. Oh. And, like, it was, like, a legit, like, Olympic.
Man, getting outsiders. Out yeah, well, stay out of our town.
There is there is a Olympic training center in Chula Vista, so I guess they just did a lot
yeah,
of
Yeah, go events. To Chulo.
Yeah, I don't know.
And eat Culo.
But, man.
Hey. One of my favorite pastimes, a Tula.
Okay. Yeah, so anyways, right. I'm...
Like Skittles.
I was so thrilled today.
Taste the rainbow.
It was honestly like a drink retreat for me. I was so happy. Mm. So, I'm never going to be in the Olympics, so I can watch someone experience
well,
that.
Well, don't be so negative.
You know what?
Why?
You're right. One day.
Yeah.
One day, guys.
Get there, dude.
Do like shot put or something.
Okay.
How long do you need to train for that?
Probably not that long.
You can probably pick it up in like 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've tried out for stuff before. I think you could do it again.
Okay. I might do it. I'm going to get the Olympic rings tattoo as well. Just heads up, guys. If I'm
You're there. Joking. You're too much of a pussy to do that.
The tattoo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I swear, if I ever was Olympian, I would absolutely 100%
get that
tattoo.
Oh, why do you
tattoo?
Have to be an Olympian? Just get the Olympic
because
rings
tattoo. I think that's a poser thing to do.
Mm-mm.
I think that if you are not an Olympian, you can't get the rings.
Told you you wouldn't get the tattoo.
I thought you were already supposed to get a tattoo.
Called it. Yeah, you're supposed to get that Yosemite one.
Yeah, I thought you were already supposed to get a sibling
tattoo.
He's not
going to get any tattoos.
I'm not dead yet,
He's
guys.
He's scared.
I'm gonna do this.
He's scared.
I would get in this. Okay, guys. This is a promise to everyone.
Okay, here we go. Close up on Sean. Tattoo promise.
Sean, if I ever become an Olympian.
No, fuck. Okay.
I swear
hey,
to God.
Hey, if I ever sprout wings and start flying, I'll get a tattoo on my face that says Man Flyer. That's a deal, I promise.
No, real deal. When are you going to get
yeah,
the
make
tattoo?
It happen.
Everybody here has a tattoo. Except
Sean,
for you
Sean,
two.
Sean, you
Eric doesn't have a tattoo.
Kevin doesn't have a tattoo.
Kevin is too...
Eric, do you have a tattoo?
Kevin is too
Kevin
good.
For business
Kevin's
purposes.
Too pure
Kevin
for a tattoo.
Kevin
doesn't
need a tattoo. He's already
yeah.
too cool.
His soul is tattooed, and it says badass motherfucker.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Sick.
Yeah. Your Bam. Soul is as blank as your
it's
skin.
Purple. Okay.
Okay?
Because right. purple's pimp.
So Yosemite is kind of whack,
yeah.
I think.
No.
But the Olympic rings would be great for you.
I can't
think
get that one.
Six rings across the throat.
Ooh, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That would be pretty extreme.
Throat rings.
Yeah.
Wow.
All different colors.
Or,
out to the rainbow.
Or alternate tattoo for Sean, gold medal tattooed on your chest.
Oh, all right.
And
Max,
it says,
Max
and
time says number, place. Time
and
the
it
chat.
Says number one dad.
The chat says, can we set this as a Patreon goal? I think it's a good
we
idea.
We should. Yeah.
So should we get the Olympic rings tattoo?
Yeah.
We should.
Sure. $20,000, guys.
No.
Where are you going to get it?
No, oh, lower.
Like a trade
look,
stamp?
You've got
back.
Tattoos. I've got tattoos. He has agreed to get a tattoo.
Yeah.
Rocco's
got a whole plan.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you tattoo again?
Get your crave on from the Denny's
no,
menu.
I thought it was the Moons Over Miami item menu.
Yeah. I think it should just be a nondescript item description from the Denny's menu.
Okay. Well, regardless, Rocco is going to get something from the Denny's menu.
He's got a plan.
Tattooed on his lower back.
Yeah, right.
What are you going to get?
Yeah.
I'll get the Yosemite logo.
All right.
Well,
wow.
I
have
a
wow.
64 tattoo,
to that
technically.
One.
I do have that.
A tattoo.
I have a tattoo. So that does...
The Yosemite logo? They have a logo?
It's
yeah.
the Yosemite logo.
It's
like
the...
swoosh?
No, it's like... It's a circle.
Hold on.
Them,
so. Wait. You describe it to me and
is that like
I'll draw
is that an official logo?
Yeah, it's like well, on like all like the park ranger vehicle.
We'll do like a police sketch of the logo.
I've seen the pictures of it because you've got...
I've worn
like,
that shirt 1,000 times. Okay.
Describe to me what the logo looks like.
Okay, it's a circle.
Okay.
Draw it.
And inside
right.
is a little shit. All right.
Looks like it's a bent paperclip.
Alright, so it's a little like a little U from the side of the circle from like the 9 o'clock angle.
Oh, I drew poop. Hold on.
9 o'clock.
You said a little shit.
Hold on. No, circle. 3 o'clock. Let's go back to the circle. What's circle, inside the circle?
Circle. And then at 3 o'clock, have a line going like a little like U, like a whoosh. And then from there, I want you to go all the way over to, let's say, 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And whoa. Then from 9 o'clock,
okay.
Start and go over to the first line.
You know what's crazy? Whatever Derek draws here, Sean has to get tattooed.
Legally.
Yeah. This is binding.
Okay. Let's see. What is it?
That's pretty
good. That's not too far off.
Hey, to be fair, I feel like that's not far off.
That's too far off. That's pretty good.
That's pretty close to that shirt you designed.
Yeah. Pretty close. That's like a snail, but it's pretty good.
You just ripped off your shirt from Yosemite.
Where are you going to get that?
It's Avery.
Lower back would be
okay,
lower
so, back, yeah. I think Sean should get this drawing tattooed on him.
No. I'm going to get the Yosemite one. Anyways, it's boring.
It's not boring. People are loving this.
I think you should go Imperial Cog on your chest.
Oh, fuck.
And you guys could be like rivals.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to do that. Bye, Yosemite one.
Cool. Get a tattoo.
Okay.
Be cool.
Okay.
Link up with Mega 64. We will make you cool. He's getting a tattoo from Yosemite. He's getting a tattoo from Denny's.
The coolest places.
We don't need any more.
We win.
We win.
Where is your tattoo from? Cracker Barrel? That would be cool.
Get Cracker Barrel above your Cracker Barrel.
Get Cracker Barrel. Get the Cracker Barrel logo on your lower back, and then just an arrow pointing down into your ass crack.
Yeah.
Cracker Barrel. Right down here.
No reservations.
No reservations needed.
I've never been to that store.
I've been to Cracker Barrel one time, and it wasn't bad. Well, it was bad.
Is it a restaurant?
The thing you guys ordered was pretty bad.
It was bad, but
mine was good.
It was bad, but I liked it, so it wasn't a bad experience.
I felt like my blood turned to gravy over the course of me eating Cracker Barrel.
I had like fried shrimp and fried okra or something, and it was good as hell.
It was like a KFC had been abandoned for a few months.
Yeah.
And then somebody found all the remnants of the food and just took it
to
Cracker Barrel.
You know how, honestly, that was like going to that restaurant. You know, a lot of times you go out to a restaurant with friends and everyone gets something and then you got the weird thing and it's like, fuck, I wish I would have got all these things.
Yeah.
That was the one day it was a reverse. I got like so many good fried things that were delicious and I was looking at everybody else's. It was kind of all gray.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was like, yeah, this didn't. This wasn't very good. Yeah. But it was charming. Anyway,
Kanye West is in debt, so we're going to donate. We're donating to Kanye West.
That's not real.
Whoa, Pablo, though.
We've set up a Patreon. Go to patreon.com/mega64. Make a donation.
And we'll forward it to him.
Once all our milestones are met, any surplus will be donated to Kanye's.
Yeah, we'll help out Yeezy.
Fund. Yeah.
Him and Kim K need...
Something happened with a big YouTuber...
What?
This week? Sam Pepper retired, I heard.
Supposedly. Nobody knows. He just deleted everything and wrote, I give up.
He deleted his channel?
What do you mean by everything?
He changed his Twitter profile picture to just to black nothing. And all of his tweets are gone, and it just says, I give up.
That's metal.
That's like waving the white flag, man.
Wow.
Waving the black flag.
All right, so in our wake, Fine Brothers.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And now Sam Pepper.
That's right. And then up next, Kanye. I'm sorry. Leto.
Will I Am. Wow.
Who's next? But you know what? This is how the empire is built. If you've ever, you guys
on the
ever
corpses.
Seen,
on the
you guys have ever
of
seen,
enemies.
You guys ever seen Star Wars? Like Anakin was a good guy, and then it's like, no. Better example.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Godfather.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, we got cute. You know, Michael. Oh, you know, we do all our. You know, shifty family stuff, but Michael's still so cute, and you want to pinch his cheeks. And then, you know, Michael, can you help us with this? Can you help us with that? And we're trying to do the right thing and do a good thing, and it just turns into, I don't want to wipe everyone out, just my enemies. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes, mm-hmm. our families leave us, mm-hmm. We abandon our homes at Lake Tahoe.
We shut the door on you. This family business.
It's just all, you know.
On your brother.
Did you fake?
This could go wrong.
Did you make a fake Twitter account for Johnny Nutmeg?
No.
Okay, because if you did, you should have done exactly.
Just you guys. Anyways, Sam Pepper, done. You know what I think happened? He saw our video and he went, fuck.
Too funny.
I'm the new Will I Am idiot he is.
Yeah, he didn't want a bit.
Yeah.
But
so he knew that the onslaught was just about to begin. It was just the beginning, so he called it quits. And
probably.
Where's he going to go from here?
What's
home?
What's the future hold for
Vine? Maybe it'll move formats to Vine.
What's the future hold for the Pep?
Yeah. Vine
breaks. Hey, spoiler, he's not done. He's coming back.
I don't even know who he is. Is he that?
This is a prank on us stunt.
What? Was the channel that big?
I think so.
I have no idea, actually. Yeah.
A few million subscribers.
A few milli.
That's not too bad.
Why would you walk away from a few milli, you wuss?
He's not. Stick to your guns.
Yeah, he's not done.
He's not done.
Stick to your guns.
That's cool. What have you guys been up to? You been watching anything lately?
I watched, it's on Hulu, 11/22/63, and it is...
Yeah, I've wanted to check that out.
A story by Stephen King, starring James Franco, produced by J.J. Abrams, and it's about... it's kind of a weird premise, but the trailer basically says, it's about a guy, modern-day James Franco, finds this, basically a portal back to 1960. And his task is to stop the assassination of JFK. That's the show.
It's like a Quantum Leap reboot.
Hell yeah. I fucking loved it. I thought it was awesome.
Was it as good as Quantum Leap? Or better?
I think it's better.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
I know. Big statement.
Wow.
How many seasons, Quantum Leap? A lot of things that I read some things afterwards and people are like, oh, this is like Back to the Future or this is like whatever. It's like, yeah, but it's fucking time travel and that's what anyone would do. So I don't knock Back to the Future or this for doing, you know, whatever. I thought it was fucking awesome. If you can get past the fact that he's going back in time and you can accept that, then you're going to have a great time, I think, watching this fucking show.
That's cool.
I am so excited to see where it goes. I haven't felt this way about a premiere or a pilot episode since Lost. I was really into it. So hopefully you guys agree.
I need to check it out. They're only releasing it weekly, huh?
They are.
That's kind of weird. All these services...
I know why.
It goes two ways.
I can tell you why.
All those services have been dumping them out all at the same time.
Here's the thing, though.
Part of me does want them all at once, but I was just going to say is...
Yeah, go ahead.
I do like that because I do feel like something we have lost touch with slightly is that time between episodes giving us... Yeah. Is part of the experience.
Which
almost?
Game of Thrones, I enjoy that you don't watch that show.
Here's why they do it on Hulu. I'll tell you exactly why. This is my theory.
But if I agree with you,
Netflix puts stuff up to binge watch because they know you're on Netflix 100% of the time, and they don't want you to run out of stuff to watch. Hulu needs you to come back to Hulu. They need you to build a relationship with Hulu.
Sure.
If you binge watch all of 11/22/63. You're not going back to Hulu until they have another $1 million
Let
show.
Let me tell you, the reason I don't have Hulu, but there is a free month right now to get Hulu, which I did.
Wow.
So I have the free month. But now I'm going to be invested in this show, and so in a couple weeks...
You're not going to cancel
I'm not... I'm not... Yeah, I guess not, because I want to see how this is going to go.
They got you,
They fucking
now,
got me.
Can't you watch Hulu for free, but it has commercials?
No. You can watch Hulu for $8, and it has commercials. You can pay $11 and have no commercials.
There's certain things on Hulu that are hosted on Hulu that you can watch with commercials. It's not... There are certain... Like South Park posts their new episodes every week on there. You can watch those with ads.
That's cool, but what's the deal with pay $8 and get commercials?
But a lot of it,
that's why I never subscribe.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely the awesome. Same. Yeah. I agree with you, and I am the same as well. I think what it is a lot of times with Hulu, with Netflix. Let's say if an episode of It's Always Sunny, for example, airs, you have to wait, 7 months before it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
With Hulu, it's the next day.
Hulu, it's immediate.
So I do see the benefit of that. When it's not just it's a ton of shows that do that. So that's kind of cool.
But yeah, I never subscribed to Hulu. They honestly have, I think, the best selection of stuff. They have Criterion movies. They have brand new shows. They have all kinds of stuff. But the ads thing, if I'm paying, I will not have ads. The end. And so I never subscribed. Now that they have the $11 or whatever thing without ads, I've been using it. And I like it. That's all I asked for is... Give me an option with no ads. I'll pay a little more. I really don't mind.
Why is there even an option with ads? I don't understand. Does that business model work?
Yeah, that was the original model.
That's really disappointing.
Some people don't mind that. I can't understand that. To me, if I paid for it, why am I saying
that? Right. Now, it's funny because I had the option. This is my second trial run of Hulu. The first one I did the no ads. It was great. And this one, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to see what the ads are all about just to see how annoying it really is.
Yeah.
Just whatever. And it... does suck, but it's not to the point where I'm getting I'm not frustrated really, because it's like a a 15-second ad and then it's done. It's like, it's not much enough of a break for me to be like, oh, fuck. It's like, okay, whatever.
But what I found, it was the same fucking ad.
That's the worst. It's so annoying.
Yeah, and I find, honestly, when players do that, it makes me hate that product.
Yep.
I get so annoyed with seeing some fucking Jack Links commercial. I make a personal promise. I'm never fucking buying that product.
There is a... on FX Now, they have all the Simpsons on there. And it's free if you have FX, which I do. So it's great. I can watch Simpsons on demand. There are ads, but I'm not paying for that, so it's fine.
Like,
but... One second.
Yeah.
But it's the same two ads, which, again, kind of annoying. But I'm falling asleep to the Simpsons every night, and the ads are probably 20 times louder than the show. And there's one in particular for Geico, and it's a guy moving a washer and a dryer off a truck, and it falls. Boom, 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 boom.
Customer satisfaction rating.
And it's the loudest fucking ad in the world.
Wakes you the fuck
and
up. Not,
no, me, I don't give a shit. Except my fucking baby every time. Oh, and it drives me crazy.
Hey, I was just, you said, wait a second, and I'm glad you made me pause, because I want to call a boycott on Geico. Can we all cancel our Geico insurance until they drop the fucking pre-roll? You can't skip this commercial. Shit. Geico tries so hard to get all our business. It's getting gross. So I'm saying right now, let's send them a message. We don't like the ads. We're tired of it. You're not cute. Cancel your Geico insurance.
Specifically the Geico ads, I always find myself talking back to the computer.
Yes, me too. I'm pissed off at all of them.
You can't skip this commercial.
It's already over.
No, it's not over.
And
you
know what's funny is these pre-roll ads have have just giant gags for just a fucking year they go on. And then at the end, oh, here's the product for 2 seconds.
Yeah, I've already missed and hated it.
And what I think is funny is what I think was actually really well done and functional as a pre-roll I saw on some website was I kept, maybe, I don't remember what site it was, but when I watched different videos, it was an ad for Batman stamps. Batman got his own set of stamps.
Okay.
And it was, this is how long the pre-roll was. Dun, da, 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 da. All the stamps out now. And then the video started. And I saw that and I went, oh, that's kind of look cool. I'm not interested in stamps at all. Like, collecting them. And the artwork was really good. And it's like, that's all I needed. Yeah. You showed me a thing and I'm interested or I'm not. And these fucking minute-long bits, it's like, okay, cut.
Yeah.
Like, when you have to sit through it.
Geico's still using the Geico Gecko.
Yeah.
Just...
Well, what the fuck? Progressive is still using Flow.
Oh, my God.
It's been like 20 fucking years.
Hey, Progressive, if you're watching this,
I like
no one cares about your fucking brand.
I like, hey, I thought Flow was cute when she first came on the Tim and Eric scene. Yeah. Now she's doing those commercials. Good for Flow.
You know what?
She keeps... The fucking Verizon guy wore his fucking welcome out.
You guys probably don't hear this ever.
Flow's fine.
But go with Flow. I listen to the radio a lot.
Uh-huh.
And Flo has her own radio commercials, which are 15 times more annoying than the Flo TV commercials.
Because
she's singing every time.
And she's singing in my ear.
It's so bad. It's tough.
Garrett's got a microphone for her. Mm-hmm. Anyways
at least if you have an ad, can you make it the same volume as my show? Please, God.
God.
Oh boy.
Hey, you're an audio dude.
So
you saw that show. I was gonna say I saw a show that just premiered last week called Vinyl. They've been promoting it for a while, but it is the new HBO show by the creator by Terrence Winter, and I mean it's produced by Terrence Winter, Martin Scorsese, Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
It's primarily Terrence Winter and his whole gang of writers they really came to be on The Sopranos and they completely ran Boardwalk Empire.
Yep.
And so this is their next show. And so it premiered this last week. It was 2 hours. The premiere was 2 hours, which, you were saying, I didn't know that. You started it.
I watched half an hour.
That's how
I had to go
Boardwalk was, too.
I think so,
I didn't have
time
to finish it, yeah.
So I wasn't aware of that either, and I ended up staying a lot later than I thought I was going to. But it was, I looked, and it was like, it was 2 hours long, and as soon as it ended, the credits came up, and it was directed by Martin Scorsese, which I didn't know that either.
Crazy.
He did the first episode of Boardwalk as well.
Did, yeah.
So this is just
the
like,
same deal.
Yeah.
Same crew
same
and everything.
What's the show about, though?
It is the 1970s music industry. It is New York, I'm going to say his name wrong, Bobby Cannavale? terrible.
Good enough.
Whatever. Sounds good. Is the main guy, you've seen him before. Actually, wasn't he in Friends at one point?
I don't know.
He might have been. If you see him, let me know. But anyway, but he's a great actor. He's the lead guy. He's an executive at a record label that they are debating selling their label. They can't get the next big thing. They don't know what they're going to do. They tried to have they're on the verge of a deal with that guy. Yeah, they're on the verge of a deal with Led Zeppelin, and it might not go through, and it's not looking good. It's a whole bunch of chaotic shit. New York at that time was incredibly violent.
Yeah.
Things were fucked up. And one of the, there's been kind of mixed reviews for this premiere, and a lot of the bad reviews said there is no one likable on this show. They are all on coke. Yeah. They are all doing coke throughout the episode.
This sounds like a great show.
Everyone is angry and everyone's at each other's throats. And I totally agree with that. And normally that is a turnoff on a show, but I just felt like that was the time. And it's just the first episode, and I'm starting to see threads of where it's going to go with the main guy kind of piercing through all this. So I don't know. I'm interested. Oh, if it's now, if it's just that and never and there's never any kind of anything more interesting about anybody, that's another story. But I don't know. For the first episode,
this
I thought
sounds
it was great.
Like a show my dad is going to love.
Probably.
Yeah,
that
maybe.
Was, hey, Derek, that was the first thing I thought of. 1970s New York is a show for your dad.
Yeah. My dad specifically?
Yeah. But
I did not know it was Ray Romano until he started talking. Yeah. I saw him on screen.
Yeah.
Did not recognize that was him until his voice came out.
Hey, I like Ray Romano. I know you guys don't agree with me,
I don't dislike him.
Everybody loves Raymond. Great sitcom. I've been watching it on Netflix again. It's funny.
Yep. Well, there you go. He's one of the main dudes in this show.
I like Ray Romano.
So it was Andrew Dice Clay is in this show.
He was
another executive. And he's got, fucking giant mustache and like
slick back hair.
Mutton chop kind of thing, whatever. But, yeah, he was great. Anyway, I really enjoyed it. I don't know. See what you think. Some people were mixed on it, so see what you think.
Cool. I want to check that out. Yeah. I really like Boardwalk Empire, and I'm looking forward to that.
Boardwalk Empire never had, by the end, never had the biggest ratings, mm-hmm. and apparently the premiere of this show didn't do that great.
Really?
But HBO put out HBO talked about it and basically said, yeah, we don't care. It was like,
you'll figure out the show's good.
And they said, really, you don't care? And they said, oh, as long as it's getting some accolades and people, and we have great actors and great talent working on it, and we could keep that, we're going to keep going. Because ratings for us, like they said, the networks care about ratings because, ooh, how many people are seeing the ads? Yeah. We don't depend on ads. Right. So as long as people are subscribing to HBO and we're getting good word of mouth, That just generates good stuff.
Well, now they have HBO right, settled then. Go, HBO, so, needs yeah. a, HBO needs to sponsor Mega 64.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the kind of support we need.
But really, so, I mean,
that's good.
Half
good
of the thing know. Is almost like Netflix where they can watch it whenever they want to watch it. So it doesn't matter if they watch the premiere or not, because they'll watch it eventually.
Yeah, and they were saying, they said, like, by us continuing, they've already signed off on a second season. Mm-hmm. They already have. Even though the first episode didn't do that great, and they said, to us, it's in our best interest to keep all these Sopranos writers here. Yeah. They're happy. They're going to make more stuff for us.
Yeah.
We have great actors who are happy working here because we're not lynching them if the second episode doesn't perform well.
Right.
So it works out. So that's pretty cool.
I really like that because I feel like a lot of TV, it lives and dies by like the first episode.
Yeah.
And a pilot isn't a be-all, end-all for what a show
exactly.
can be.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't think everything needs two seasons, but I think that having faith and commitment in a show can really take it somewhere, and I think it's really
nice.
So I would say you're right, because every single NBC or CBS or ABC show that I see a preview for that may even look cool, I don't watch because I think this is going to be canceled in three episodes anyway.
Especially NBC.
That's funny.
If it's a drama on NBC, there's no point.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I think that they're doing that. I mean, case in point, even Boardwalk Empire, that's an expensive-ass show. And after its second-to-last season, it was like, man, the ratings are so low. Is it canceled?
I was worried that was going to happen.
They gave it eight great final episodes.
Yep.
I mean, it wasn't a full season, but there were eight awesome episodes that wrapped the whole thing up, and it was awesome. And they're doing the same thing with Leftovers right now. I mean, the ratings have never been that great for that. The second season was so good, and they're like, okay, well, we're not canceling it. We're giving it a final third season to wrap it all up. So I think that's great.
Yeah.
People will keep watching if they know things aren't going to get blown up like that, you know. So
that's great. Hey, let's take a moment and shout out to our sponsors, Kickapoo. Let's start with the greatest beverage
on Earth.
So good, you drink it all. You couldn't wait.
I dialed up at the sponsor part.
I was so thirsty.
Easter is coming up, right? Good Friday. Yes,
close enough.
Could be a great Friday.
Lent, I believe, has started.
Yep.
I say give up all beverages, water, lemonade.
Right.
Give it all up. And, you know, for the big man upstairs, let's do 40 days and 40 nights of Kickapoo, baby.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck yeah.
Choose one of the flavors and
do it for God. Do it for the big man upstairs. Do it whoever for you, whoever's your big man.
Yeah.
It or might big be woman. It might be a big woman, Big Mama's house. We could all be
great,
living in
great movie.
The could cosmic be. Big Mama's could house. Be. Yeah. Could be flying spaghetti monster. You know, that's my guy. I love him. I love, let's talk about that personally. Chit chat for hours about that.
Could be a doorknob. For me, it could be, I trust in a doorknob.
For hours. I love talking about it. Kickapoo is the drink. It's the nectar of the gods.
Exactly.
Okay. And if you want to transcend when you leave this life, when you go to the pearly gates, St. Peter, he'll look at your body. He has his x-ray vision. Stay with me here.
Okay.
He'll go through your stomach and all your veins, and he'll see how much Kickapoo is flowing through your veins. And that's the determining factor whether you get eternal paradise or the long drop.
You know what I heard?
Okay.
You know what I heard he does?
What?
He asks you, what's your favorite Kickapoo flavor? And if you don't know one of the four flavors...
Yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah.
He hits the button down the chute.
And you know what?
She was a bad egg.
I'm going to go out there and say, when Apocalypse comes, four horsemen, they're probably going to be drinking four Kickapoos.
Oh my, it adds
so,
up.
Yeah,
it all adds up.
The four Kickapoos of the Apocalypse. Get on the good side of that shit right now.
You got that from the Bible.
Straight from the Bible's mouth.
The Bible got it from them.
That's right.
Oh. So yeah, go to drinkkickapoo.com and get your case today, or order one on Amazon, or follow them on Twitter at drinkkickapoo, and they'll give you some pious updates.
We had this glass bottle laying around because they were so nice. They sent me a birthday package back in January. Yeah.
Wow. I would like to see the Gods Must Be Crazy 3, and it's all about they drop one box of Kickapoos into a tribal area, third world tribe.
Boom.
And
this just comes down from the gods.
They drop a pack of Kickapoos into the middle of the Congo. Smart gorillas are there. Coney's there. Every fucked up thing in Africa is right there in the Congo.
Right in the middle, dude.
Ready to collect the one box of Kickapoo.
ISIS and wants it.
Yeah, ISIS shows up and it's like Lord of the Rings level fucking battle. Pardon my French. Motherfucking battle for Kickapoo.
Mm-hmm.
That's my dream. That's the movie I want to see.
Okay, what happens if we put it right here?
I had to take it off really quick, and I set it down.
You think he's going to let the Kickapoo bottles? Look, one little toy. See, it doesn't anything.
Don't flick the microphone.
Yeah,
come on.
Oh, whoa.
Well, he would say, don't cover
it. You'll live.
Anyways, any more sponsors?
Yeah, I want to say thank you to our friends at Loot Crate. Go to lootcrate.com/mega64. They give you a box of stuff every month. You don't know what it's going to be or what the hell's inside it. They don't tell you. That you just got to open it and see. It's a surprise every month. And if you go to lootcrate.com/mega64, use the offer code mega64. You're going to get a great deal on getting this box every month delivered to you. It's going to be amazing.
Wow. This one's brand new.
We do have
I know what this one
is. I heard about the theme.
Yeah, I do know the theme.
You heard the theme, too?
I did, yeah.
What is it?
It's the death box.
What? Death. I think dead and death.
I think it's a... We got some Deadpool stuff in here, I think. Or just...
You hope.
Severed head. I don't know.
No, it's just... It's Grim Reaper themed. That's probably cool. That'd death be box. Really cool.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Well, we'll open it. Now we're only to the end.
Let's open it right now.
Now. Okay. The Grim Reaper works for Jesus Christ.
One more Deadpool socks.
Grim Reaper is like a free agent. He works for himself, and then Jesus and the devil got to fight over the pickings.
He brings the souls down. Or
oh, you weren't kidding.
No.
We're serious.
There he
Sean,
is.
That's a shirt for you.
Oh, man.
There's...
Who's that?
My guy.
Deadpool figure.
Deadpool. What's
Here's
this?
A shirt I,
Does it say tacos or chimichangas?
It says tacos.
Does it really say tacos on it?
It says tacos. Fuck you, Garrett.
One of the other.
Was that a fucking joke?
I wish we could have gotten this box last week.
It was exciting. What else is in there?
That was an educated guess, Derek.
We got some dead button.
For fuck's sake.
A Walking Dead. Oh, and look at this.
This is a zombie NES cartridge.
Is that soap on a rope?
It is soap on a rope, but it's Daryl's Walker Ear Necklace. So when you're taking a shower...
Is that soap, really?
Yeah,
you
have
soap.
This.
So when when you gotta scrub your nuts off,
Eric, you like figures?
You could use some walker ears.
Here's the Walking Dead thing.
I started watching the new season of Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You're a strong man.
I'm the only one here that's interested in that.
You've got an iron stomach.
You guys talked about Sweeps Week for a whole fucking hour.
Wait, I did? Go ahead.
No, I started watching The Walking Dead, so I wouldn't mind taking home this vinyl figure.
We're going to get a guarantee next month there won't be any Deadpool shit in the Loot Crate box.
Can't get away from it this month.
I feel like I was tricked.
That looks good.
It looked good on you.
I feel like I was
Sean Wade
played.
I got Daryl Norman.
I feel like
Reedus
I was
himself.
Played. Don't put my face on the screen. Censor me.
Who are you talking to?
I'm gonna do the whole podcast like this.
Tacos.
Rocco Taco style.
Rocco Taco style.
Anyways,
so, I got a little PT figure here.
Oh, the best part about this shirt is his groin is right in your face.
Fuck yeah, dude. Tacos.
Look it up.
I went and saw the Deadpool movie.
Yeah, you saw it. Stop my shirt.
Last week, the reason I wasn't on the podcast last week was, I told you I was sick in bed and that I couldn't make it to work.
Yeah.
But I was lying. I was actually out in the theater seeing the Deadpool
movie. Whoa, what'd you think? Honestly, what'd you think?
I try to go see all the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Okay.
Definitely had some annoying points in it, but I did enjoy it as a whole.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm glad you liked it. And I'm glad that everyone out there who was
He
strikes like a cobra.
I'm glad that everyone that was so excited for it liked it. I honestly am. I want people to be happy. Posy vibes! Posy vibes.
Oh, that could have been worth something.
Anyway, I saw the... speaking of movies, I saw the, Steve Jobs movie.
Jobs?
Yeah, not Jobs, no. That was a piece of shit. I saw a movie, Steve Jobs, the... what's his name? The director, 28 Days Later.
Fincher.
Boyle. No.
Danny Boyle.
Danny Boyle did this Steve Jobs movie. It was such a great movie, and it sucks so bad how much it was completely ignored, and I totally understand why. It makes perfect sense. Steve Jobs' body is barely cold, and we get two movies about his life in a row. It was just like, can we stop? Like, it just, the whole thing did not seem like, no one cared. No one wanted to go. And I get that. But what's great about this movie is it did everything it could to circumvent being a biopic or whatever. Like, there's an interview with Aaron Sorkin where he specifically talked about, I didn't want another movie where, Steve Jobs' dad takes him to the computer store when he's a child and he sees a computer and goes, yeah. You know, like, we just completely avoid the whole biopic formula.
Right.
It is about three different keynotes, and it is behind the scenes of each of those keynotes, and it never leaves behind the scenes of each of those.
Stage?
Yes. It is backstage, on stage, in the moments leading up to them happening. Like, hey, you've got 10 minutes. Okay, well, what are we going to do? The computer won't say hello. It's got to say hello. Yeah, we're not going to have time to fix it. All right, then, cancel the keynote. No, we can't cancel the keynote. We have to. It has to say hello. Why does it need to say hello? Because this is communicating to people. That's who are coming into the audience. You know, it's a whole, like, it's all intense and very, like, it's scenes around these three launches. It wasn't concerned with accuracy as much. It's things based in history.
Right, yeah.
But it wasn't concerned with, you know what I mean? Like, just being a straight biography. And because my issue, honestly, seeing the movie when I first started seeing previews for it was Michael Fassbender is too good looking to be Steve Jobs. Like, what is this?
Steve Jobs was a great looking man. But that's
not
just my opinion.
Whatever. Yeah, not that he wasn't. Not that he wasn't, but Michael Fassbender is kind of, you know, like... And they talked about that. They were like, we were not concerned with who looks like who or whatever. Like, we are making our own scenes around these things. And it's great. And just from a filmmaking perspective, The first keynote is filmed in 16mm, second part of the movie is filmed in 35mm, and the last part is filmed digitally. And that's it just adds an interesting filmmaking layer to it, and it affects each part. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a great movie. So it's been that's
fun
all.
To shoot that.
Cool. Hey, I want to rewind it a little bit back to the Deadpool conversation. I saw Deadpool on Facebook.
What?
The entire movie.
You watched the whole thing?
Was posted on Facebook. I didn't commit any crimes because it just showed up in my timeline.
That's
so
true.
I was
it came to you.
I was going about my Tuesday morning.
You went to go see your mom.
We were cracking up about
that. Here's the Deadpool movie. So I started watching it. And it's funny, it was the most classic bootleg you could have. It was a guy, the movie starts and a guy is sitting down in a seat, the camera's shaking, and then he like settles in on something and it gets really steady. And then for the rest of the movie, there's like people walking in the foreground.
Oh my God.
The audience is there cheering, laughing at stuff. The quality was shitty. And it was just so eye-opening to see the state of affairs for bootleg movies in 2016, because people are still just walking into the theater with a camcorder, getting the shit quality, but instead of going into the streets, instead of like in Times Square having a table full of burned DVDs, now it's just on your Facebook timeline for you to see.
Wow. Don't even have to pay for it.
Don't even have to pay for it. I watched about 5 or 10 minutes. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Sure.
I was interested. I wanted to see like what Deadpool was about, and it made me want to see the movie in theaters. So
it did.
Wow. Yeah, I have to hand it to them. The opening of Deadpool was pretty cool. The action looked cool. You know, I felt like our video hit the nail on the head far as the humor, just being, here are my balls in your face, here's a poop joke.
Yeah.
We were spot on with that. And then, it was Marvel stuff, superhero stuff. Not my cup of tea. Not my cup of tea, to be honest. It just reminded me of like, whatever, superhero movies. But what I saw in the Facebook bootleg was better than my expectations. So I might check it out in theaters. I've seen the first 5 minutes now.
Wow. I'll be fascinated to see what your review is. And I want to say, it takes a big man to admit that maybe he was wrong. And you're not doing that quite yet, but you are saying that you're open to the idea now, and I think that's good on you.
Takes a tender man to have a hearty forecast.
That's right.
Keep fucking that chicken, Jerry.
I will. So bootlegs.
Speaking of bootlegs, I wanted to say, just today I finished, it has taken me years, but I read the entire, they released these massive, giant books for the making of each original Star Wars movie.
Mm.
I'm talking, they're that big and that thick.
Wow.
Of the making of Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. And as of today, I finished Return of the Jedi.
Nice.
And it was super interesting. Every detail of it was great. I mean, and they got every detail in these books. They're so just big and detailed on everything. They're really cool. Sometimes bordering on too much. Sometimes it's like, okay, here's how much they spent on that. I mean, there's a whole argument in the book of, should we spend $100,000 on the Rancor arm? I don't know. Well, why can't we just impose it in? Yeah, I think you got to see it holding it. Well, I don't know. And then breaking it on budget. I mean, it gets detailed to the point of like, man, this is every moment.
But
what I was going to say about bootlegs was they talk about Return of the Jedi. There was so much hype around it. And the bootleg scene at that time, it was just cracking me up because Derek's talking about just happening to scroll down Facebook. Oh, it's all right here.
Yeah.
Just sitting here watching it.
Yeah.
And you read about Return of the Jedi being bootlegged, and it's, some people, I guess, robbed a theater and took a print of it, and they had VHS tapes like you could buy on the block for $100 to $200. And it just cracks me up. You had to fucking crawl through shit to see that movie early or free or whatever at that point. And it's like now, it's like, Derek's like, hey, I saw some of Deadpool. How'd you see it? I was scrolling down Facebook and it was there.
Yeah, and you know what's funny?
It came to me.
Nobody even posted it on my timeline. The way Facebook works.
Someone liked it, right?
No, somebody had previously liked that group. And then that group's videos, and then that group uploaded Deadpool, and so it went to that every friend that person had. You know, it says like,
yeah,
Andy likes so-and-so, and they posted a new video.
You know, that happens to me a lot with this thing called Tasty of making food. Have you guys seen this?
Dude, line? That's, I don't know why, that's like all I see on Facebook.
That's all I see on Facebook, but Eric, honestly, I watch it every time. But
hey, Sean, me too.
Okay. It's just funny to me that that Facebook algorithm is made to promote shit that you don't care about, to make money for companies you don't care about.
Yeah.
They promoted shit I didn't care about. Deadpool probably cost that movie like hundreds of thousands of dollars in tickets. Just people, the way the algorithm works, people could watch it for free.
Yeah.
It's just funny how stuff backfires sometimes.
And also, too, I should say, with the Return of the Jedi thing, it wasn't, because some people in the chat were saying, just go buy a ticket, go see the movie. But it was... It was way copy. In advance. Yeah, yeah. A lot of stuff leaked in advance. It's so funny. A thread throughout each of the books is the guy who plays Darth Vader in the suit, David Prowse or whatever, kept leaking information. Like, they could not... He was the one guy that they were just like, please don't tell people about stuff or whatever. And every movie it was like, yeah, you know, you're not going to believe what happens with Luke. You're not going to believe... And it's like, just... Don't Shut say anything. And the last thing was, the last time he's written about in the books is in the third book. There's a paragraph they said, yeah, David Prowse was great the entirety of the production. And then a week after filming ended, did an interview in the UK where he discussed a new creature called the Ewoks.
And that
was the end of their business relationship with it. Like he made it through all that. And then, yeah, there are these cute bears called Ewoks. Hey, man. Don't say anything. I don't know. And that was kind of the... He's not written about it anymore.
That reminds me just of our experience. We'll be filming something with somebody who's not a part of our regular crew.
Yeah.
And they'll start fucking photographing everything in our studio. Yeah. Oh, this costume was really funny. You mind if I post this on Instagram? And it's like, yeah. Yeah, we mind.
Yeah.
Wait till the video's
done.
We're putting together a production here that we want to debut.
Right.
And it's kind of like our special
baby. And
it's
always fine once the video's out. Go for it.
Yeah, but we've been working on this for so long, and you're just going to, like, just put it on your own Instagram? Like, yeah, we mind.
That being said, I feel like, on a whole, everyone that we film with and everything, there's, like, an unspoken thing of, like...
We don't
like that. Yeah, you don't do that.
Yeah.
And... More often than not, nobody posts anything.
That's true.
It's really good.
That's very true. And I do. That is really cool. Like, even when we do our panels, we have stuff that's like, hey, guys, don't film this. You know, don't record these clips.
Yeah.
Because we like to save stuff for their panels and keep them special.
Yeah.
And, man, thousands of people we show this shit to, and they're really good about it. They're really good.
And on the flip side, I see other people who post stuff, and it's like, oh, look who's dressed up like Ryu on the green screen today. And it's like,
yeah,
I don't fucking care.
Yeah, the video's not out. I don't know what this is.
Well, yeah, good costume on a green screen.
I can't stress this enough, and we just talked about this week. Don't release behind the scenes of a thing that's not out yet.
Yeah, put it out after.
Oh, that's my biggest thing. That is my...
What do you hate more, that or Deadpool cosplayers?
Ooh. Fuck.
Toss up.
Well...
Close up.
This is tough, guys, because... I really hate Deadpool cosplayers. It's Deadpool cosplayers.
All right.
Because I went into that way more.
We know why.
I saw a bunch of Deadpool cosplayers yesterday.
I have been...
Oh, sorry.
I've been saying I have things to say about Hail Caesar, the movie I saw a few weeks ago. I'm going to save that for the after show.
Real quick, he was talking... Speaking of Deadpool cosplay, he was going to bring up the Long Beach...
Went to the Long Beach Comic Expo, which is a smaller Comic-Con up in Long Beach.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun, but I mean, this close to the Deadpool release,
oh, I bet.
Fuck, there was a lot of cosplays in general for such a small convention, but there was a lot of Deadpool cosplays.
Did you see the double Deadpool cosplay? Of like, they're Deadpool, but they're also, you know, fucking...
I don't know, Sean, I saw Lady Deadpool, I saw a fucking
That's the double.
I saw two Deadpools carrying a boombox playing that Salt and Pepper song from the fucking movie around the whole goddamn con floor.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of it.
And you know what? Two wrongs don't make a right,
No,
guys.
They don't. It makes it worse. That.
How was that con?
It was fun. It was nice going... It's been a long time since I've gone to a convention that I wasn't
just
working.
For fun, yeah.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Got tickets, went up, walked the show floor. There were panels and things, but we didn't check any of that out. I went up with my girlfriend, and it took about 4 hours. We did some shopping on the show floor and then, like, drove home.
Cool.
It was great.
Yeah.
It sounds like what Comic-Con used to be.
It is. It was a crowded convention, but not like... where you couldn't walk through the aisles. Yeah. That was always easy. Lot of the same vendors that we see and deal with at Comic-Con, at Anime Expo. It's a local region, or similar region as well. But, it was good.
Cool. I was going to say, actually, just speaking of conventions, Comic-Con ticket sales went up this weekend. And I realized now is that time every year where you start to hear from people you haven't talked to in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I got more than one message.
Why do they assume we can get them tickets?
Hey, you get that still, too? Do you get
every
that, too?
Every once in a while, like a family member or a guy at work or a cousin or something. You go to Comic-Con, right?
I get it the week before Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I have fans sometimes message closer. My wife.
Oh my gosh!
It'll never hurt to ask.
It does hurt to ask. You get blocked. But anyway, I heard from more than one person I haven't talked to in years. I'm talking junior high and shit.
That's
messaging
lame.
Me. Hey man, so I mean, you can get tickets, right? No, what?
Hey, what's worse? People asking you to get tickets for them to be in to go to Comic-Con, or people asking to stay at your house so they can go to Comic-Con?
Oh, both are just terrific. But my mom, there's somebody who, I could be reporting this incorrectly, but there's someone who was working on, like, my mom and dad's house, or somebody who was doing some kind of work on their house that they haven't heard from. Like, they finished it, but they were supposed to fix something, and they haven't. It's been like a year, and they haven't heard anything from them, and they messaged my dad or my mom yesterday, like, hey, sorry to bother you. You can get Comic-Con tickets, right? It's like, are you fucking serious? Come
finish
on.
Finish our sink.
So anyway, so just insane. But anyway, that was all.
There's video game stuff that happened.
Real quick,
So did we get tickets? Stuff. Are we going to Comic-Con?
Guys, we're going to Comic-Con.
We got tickets. All right.
We're going to be there.
It's hard. But you won't. We have zero fans attending this year. Everything I saw was...
Yeah, nobody got them.
Every person... Lovable Bill, who has been to every Comic-Con ever.
Every one of them!
Everyone.
Yeah.
Didn't make it, so... Maybe we should set up, like, a fan meetup off-premise.
Well,
he was saying game days. He's where he's going to go to this year, so...
That's off-premise.
That's pretty off-premise.
But I was going to say I got so many messages from people that were like, I tried... Fucking Comic-Con! I tried to register, but they asked for some ID that I was supposed to sign up for, like, 3 months ago. Why the fuck are they doing this? That's exactly why the fuck they did it.
To make it
hard. They have filtered you out. Like, that's why. If you're not on the ball with that, you gotta sign up for some ID 3 months in advance. Jeez. And so the day of, it's like, hey, where's your ID? Oh. I didn't do that. So, anyways.
If you've never been to Comic-Con, let's be honest with you. It's the same as every other convention out there. Go to your own local convention. Yeah. Comic-Con's a little bit bigger, but...
Comic-Con does have the star power.
It has more stuff, but it's not different stuff.
But you know what?
I
had more fun going for the 4 hours yesterday to a small convention that I've had in a whole weekend.
Honestly, I like SGC, PAX. Those are pretty big conventions that are more enjoyable than Comic-Con. RTX. But even the smaller ones, even just like smaller no-name anime and comic conventions, they're a lot funner than Comic-Con. You're going to experience the same stuff, just less of it, and there'll be no like Star Wars news. There'll be, you know.
But here's the thing. Tony Todd was there.
Yeah.
I saw the Candyman himself.
All the really cool stuff Bill that comes out of Comic-Con, you get online. All the new like Star Wars news
and
stuff.
Yeah, I hear about that at my booth. I never see it. Usually. I mean, I saw one thing ever. And besides that, like, you just hear about it. So that's how it's going to be.
That's just an insider tip. You've been playing Street Fighter V. You've been playing it too, right?
A little.
Got to play a little today for the first time.
10 out of 10 game experience for you?
No, I don't know how Capcom released this game.
That's what I keep hearing.
It loaded, so the loading time between character selection and going to play your match is... unacceptable.
How long would you estimate?
I haven't heard anything about that.
How long in your estimate is it? 30 seconds?
Like a literal, like a literal 30 to 40 seconds, I think.
For every match?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Play two rounds, or if it's a tie, goes to three, and then load back to character select, pick your character, and then go back to the game. Yeah, it's like...
So you feel like there's optimization problems?
Optimization problems? I don't know. When it actually launched, there was no single player. You could not play a story mode.
Jesus.
I know that's not their... Because I've had a lot of people tell me, but that's... Rocco, that's obviously not their priority. Yeah, man, but...
I'm not a competitive fight
Me neither.
So I buy the Capcom fighting games for the single player and for admiration of the artwork and going through. I like to go through and train, and then once I know what I'm doing,
play a game on my own, and then I'm tough enough.
But I always play single player first.
Me too.
Just the ability to not.
Yeah, because you want to get good at the game.
Yeah, exactly. So by the time we got it patched and played it, I'm just a little disappointed in characters up front. I'm glad Dalsim's back. I played with some of the new characters. I don't really like Nicali, which is funny because he looks just like me. So I really want to play with that character, but I didn't like how he controlled. I'm still learning, and I'm still getting used to this game. Easy to hook up your fight sticks, which that was a plus. Using the legacy gamepads from the PS3 era. But
I just feel like everything I've heard was, man, you should have waited.
Yeah, yeah. Everything's coming a month later.
That, I feel like that's the review.
It was a full price game, and then there's like, of course, a season pass for another $30 to get the other stuff. But I don't know. I just feel like there's not a whole lot of characters.
It's a game that's really focused on the fighting game community.
Yeah.
It's definitely made for online play. It's not a great game if you're looking for like a lot of modes. There's not like an arcade mode. There's just like this mini story mode where it's like, here's Armika's story, and it's like some anime cutscene things where you fight four matches, and it's just like, okay, that's done. You get this costume. It doesn't really matter. Yeah. But the gameplay itself is incredibly balanced. It's a fun game. I hate the new character designs except for like one of them. It's really cool to see characters that I thought would never be in another Street Fighter game. Like Armika.
Dalsim is awesome.
I mean, they made a very cool game that I feel like they didn't want to make. That's all.
And this is what my brother kept saying, is that they really wanted to keep their pro.
See, he feels, I feel, and what Eric said, and I can totally agree with that, is this game seems like it's made for that competitive fighting.
Yeah, 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 and that's why they put it out now. They want
to
keep it going.
Your brother seems to be a fan of that community.
Sure.
How does he feel?
I mean, he's enjoying it because he's just getting good at it and things like that, but it was just a matter of like, he's like, for everybody else, there's nothing for him.
Well, you know what? I think that making a game for a community, a small community, is fine.
Yeah.
But if nobody outside of that community is going to get into it, eventually people will leave that community. It'll get smaller. I think it's important to keep new people coming in.
Exactly.
You have to entice little kids, average gamers. You got to get people into your franchise, even when it's the fifth in your, fifth
series.
I think
just based on the brand name, people are buying Street Fighter. I think that's mostly what it's based on.
But a lot of people are disappointed with what they're getting.
I agree. But I think that they have so much money behind it right now, and in esports, they don't really give a fuck. And I think that's just kind of what it comes down to, and that's a bummer,
That esports push is so fucking hot right now. Come on. We got Gremlins.
But it's just hilarious because these reviews are coming out for Street Fighter V that are like, yeah, there's not really any modes here, and I'm really disappointed in this and this and this, and there's really, the whole game really isn't even here. Anyway, 9 out of 10.
Like
these numbered reviews are just
not over.
I've been playing Prison Architect on the PC. When we were on our trip recently, what were we doing? Oh, we were filming stuff on site a few weeks ago, and I was reading about video games. Read about this game called Dwarf Fortress, which I'd never heard of before. Supposedly it was really influential. I haven't checked that out yet. But there were a list of games inspired by Dwarf Fortress for whatever reason. Prison Architect stood out to me as a game I had played in the past. I picked it up again now, and I'm really enjoying it. So that's what I've been playing all week, Prison Architect. Check it out. A little bit pricey on Steam, but fun. So,
speaking of a little bit pricey, I want to say, last week I talked about The Witness. I was playing through The Witness. I have a very different opinion now than I did last week. I was playing 8 hours of it, or however long I got, and I'm still doing those puzzles. I'm over it. I'm like, so am I just doing the line puzzles the whole game? I thought maybe in my head something would change. And I'm kind of tired of puzzles, so maybe I'll go back to that in a year.
What did you think was going to happen in the game?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I thought. I was really enjoying the atmosphere and the progression and kind of finding little leftover bits of some kind of story. And I'm surprised. I know so many people who, oh, dude, I beat The Witness. I played it all fucking weekend. It was so nuts. And I just don't see how I could ever do that. It's like, oh, I'm doing another line puzzle. I got to play something. I got to play fucking Tetris or something. I got to do something else. So what I did is I tried to find the most opposite thing. I had not played the Uncharted collection. I popped that in, and I'm already almost done with Uncharted 2. Wow. My memory is pretty good on these older games. So a lot of times I don't like to replay older games because I remember them so well, vividly. The first Uncharted is repetitive, and I remember every moment of it, so I did not replay that. But man, 2 is so good, and what made that game so good is that it was, how many ways can we kill this main character? This main character was so cool and suave in the first game, and the second one was, how much can we kill him? How much can we hurt him? And it is so chaotic and fun and funny. Everything is witty and really well written. So.
Is that the one that starts on the train?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only worst, one I've played. That is the worst start.
Really?
That doesn't,
what?
Doesn't make awesome. Any sense.
Oh. It was awesome.
I think
he's wrong.
I couldn't disagree more.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense in the context of storytelling. What do you get? It's a false climax.
It's a flash forward.
Yeah.
No.
And then you get the payoff to that later.
I don't think the payoff is nearly there to have to go through that twice. To have to climb
that
train.
You don't go through it twice.
Yeah, you have to climb that train twice.
When you get there the second time, you just climb out of it and then it continues.
Yeah, I don't think that's worth it at all. I already did it one time. I don't get it.
You don't do the same thing twice.
Would it be okay if it was a different train?
I think it would be okay if that, like, I don't understand why you started the game in the middle, started at the beginning.
Because it's
that's classic storytelling. That's
you start it. You start.
But I don't think that what you get in that game is worth starting in the middle.
You got an incredible opening. That's what you got.
Everybody, shut up, Sean. What are your thoughts?
I will stand by what Sean says. Go ahead.
Good night. No, we're not.
No, we're not done. The way that it starts, he's laying there. He's got a giant wound. You wake up in a train. You don't know where you are. He's going, wow, that is somebody's
spoiler.
Blood.
Don't
that's,
spoil it!
That's my blood. That is a lot of my blood. And you connect the pieces. That's like...
I think it's a false climax, and I don't think it adds anything to the game. I really don't. I don't think...
awesome level of the game!
I don't think starting in the middle gets you anything. That you start in the middle and then go backwards to get back to the middle. I think
Sean,
it's a false
really
climax.
Briefly touching
I think,
on the Uncharted
I think that
collection.
they wanted to open with a big action sequence instead of opening with, you know, story and ramping
it
up to it.
It was non-linear.
I
want
to see what led up to that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
They start at 10 and they instantly drop you down to 1 and make you return to 10.
How did we get here? That's the whole question.
Okay.
Man, I don't understand. That's crazy. How did the third one start? See, that's what I'm realizing playing these, though, is the third one was good.
Third one starts with you.
But the second one was so memorable and all these things that the third didn't have a chance, I think, when it started. What did it start with?
It starts in a bar.
And yeah, the whole bar fight. That's right.
And then it goes into a flashback.
Okay, I do remember that. But anyway. Yeah, so anyway, I'm almost done with that. I'm tearing through it because at this point I know where everything is and it's not any whatever. But yeah, anyway, playing through that. Yeah, that was it. That was all I played.
That's, did we talk about Kanye? Then that's everything. Wait, no. Sean had something to say.
Yep.
And it wasn't good night, and it wasn't the show's over.
And it wasn't about Kanye.
It wasn't about ending the podcast. Go ahead, Sean.
That's not...
Yeah.
We have underage viewers.
Your kids are going to see this someday.
I do have one last thing to say. Can I say it while he's doing
this?
Lady
Deadpool.
Yeah, but keep the shot on Sean while Rocco's talking.
I hope that's Lady Pool. That's
I want to say thank you to Funimation. Sent us a early...
Hold that in front of Sean's face.
They sent us an early screener of a movie called The Boy and the Beast.
I'm excited to see this.
Yeah, it's by Mamoru... I'm going to mess up his name. Mamoru Hosoda?
Hosoda.
And he's made all kinds of movies that are... well-established and loved and whatever in the anime world. Anyway, this is an early screener of this movie, so I'm going to check this out. I haven't watched it yet or anything, but I want to say thank you. They sent this whole, like, press kit, and it's got, like, copy of the movie
thank
and all
kinds
of stuff. So
thank you,
Funimation. You
guys love us. You're so nice to us. We love you. We're so nice to you.
Yeah, they sent us Evangelion last
week. Check out Funimation.
Our good friends at Funimation.
Funimation.
I want to say thank you, and I also want to say real quick, Thank you, everybody, contributing to the Patreon.
Yeah!
Our Patreon.
Contribute to
Patreon.com/Mega64. You can contribute to our show. Some people who contributed in the past got a little surprise in their mailbox.
We started sending out some treats. And the stuff we've been updating about, announcing, it's coming.
We're so close.
We're so, so, we're, it's 90% in front of your face.
If you guys knew.
If you only freaking knew.
Fucking if you knew.
We were going to try, to put it out in like the next couple days, but it's just being worked on some more, so it'll be a little bit longer.
Stay with us. You're really going to enjoy it. Yep. Mega64 Patreon is up now. And
don't we have a shirt?
Yeah. Hey, everybody. If you want to next week, by the way, right now you can go to shop.mega64.com and find Mega64 merchandise. Support the show. Get our Blu-ray box set. Get whatever. But next week, Friday, we're gonna put out the Cali 64 shirt. That's going back on sale. Oh, sorry. That's going back on sale next week on Friday or. This week, if you're watching this on Tuesday, so
smells like a skunk in here.
That is a skunk.
So there you go.
So you'll do that disgusting thing with your mouth, but you won't tell the finger bang story from 20 years ago.
Get to the tacos part. Eat it all.
So yeah, get this shirt next Friday.
Yeah. What's the finger bang story?
Swallow. It's like the Christmas cast.
Oh, is this the finger bang story?
Maybe he remembered it.
He's thinking about it. Anyways, hold on, Sean. We're not going to cut away. We're going to give our viewers moment-by-moment update on Sean's status. Okay, we are not cutting away. We are going to stay with you guys.
Don't cut.
We're not going to... We know we're interrupting your regularly scheduled programs, but this is important.
You splashed on me.
We're going to stay with you.
You splashed on me.
We're just going to stay with you. I don't know if there's a finger bang story coming in moments, but we're going to stay... On the news right now, we're going to stay with you guys. We're not abandoning you. Thank you for staying with us, for trusting us as your news source. And I don't know if there's a finger bang story. I suspect there might be a finger bang story coming. I see fingers in the air now. Those could be used as a demonstration for what might potentially be a story about fingers banging. And the story, we're going to stay on Sean's face now. He's the only man in the world who has the information about how the story goes. And he kind of controls the pace of this story as it breaks. So we are in the palm of his hand, much like a vagina was 20 years ago when the story was written. And we are going to stay with you until we understand what is going on. And we are not going to leave you. where do we go from here? What's the story?
Please do tell.
Okay. All right.
Shh. Shh.